Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
I know we're in a difficult place in our world, but hey, Jesus is alive, and He has defeated death, hell, and the grave. And so I'll tell you, that's worth getting excited about. And that's, as believers, that's what we're doing. We're celebrating the resurrection. Friday was the pain and suffering. Sunday is the resurrection. Amen. So, I've been thinking about this, and some people have been sending me jokes, and I think it's important to laugh, right? I got one I want to tell you. What do you call 400 bunnies hopping backwards? A receding hairline. That's good for you, hair. Now let's get serious for a moment. I want everyone to look at your thumb. Everybody look at your thumb. In your houses, in your kitchens, in your living rooms, maybe in your bed, wherever you are. In your car, maybe. Look at your thumb. There is no thumbprint like yours in the world. You have the only thumbprint in the world like that. Nobody has my thumbprint. You are an original. You are an original. You know why? You know why you are an original? Now, I want you to look at the person next to you in your home, or maybe here, wherever you are. Maybe you're by yourself. I want you to say this to yourself. I am an original because I'm thumbbody. Because you are thumbbody. Somebody sent me that last night. I thought, boy, that's worth repeating. All right. But you see, the times we're in right now, I mean, you know, our feelings are up and down and everywhere. All of us. We've never been through anything like this. And you know, this death is just all around us. You know, people dying more than, you know, we've ever seen before. You know, body bags are showing this stuff on the news, all this stuff going on. My goodness. But in Christ, there's life. You see that? There's death all around us and sorrow and suffering. But Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He who believes in me will never die. Will never die. John 11:25. Will never die. So that's the good news we bring today. That's the good news of the gospel. So, you know, there's so much going on. We have to change the narrative of fear, panic, and hopelessness to faith, love, and hopefulness. Faith, love, and hopefulness. Those are the greatest of all. And that's what God calls us to. Faith, love, and hope. Are you catching that? Now, think about this. This is important because I'm going to help try to communicate this idea. We're going to look at Isaiah 53. And I want us to pray real quick. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for everyone watching live stream. Lord, those who've tuned in for the first time, we ask that you minister their hearts right now in these difficult times. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you. We pray, Lord, if there's anyone watching today that has never called on your name, that they would call on your name and be saved. Lord, we thank you that you have our solutions and our answers in those difficult times we're living in. We thank you for it, and we're going to trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So now, we have this, we want to change this narrative. And we're going to look at Isaiah. And this is the Friday of pain and suffering. And then Saturday was the grave, and then Sunday was the resurrection. But get a hold of this. This word resurrection, is the word Anastasia. Anastasia. That's a woman's name. It's a Greek word, Anastasia. Now listen to what it means. It means to stand again. To stand again. So that's what resurrection means. To stand again. So if you have to stand again, it means there had to be a fall. So there has to be a death before you can stand again. Sometimes we need to die to our own will and our own way and what we want in life and yield to the way God is calling us to, His will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And folks, that's really what the resurrection is all about. To stand means to prevail. To prevail. And the word prevail means strength over, strength and influence over. Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. The gates of hell will not have strength or influence over His people. His people. Neither will the coronavirus. So, we have to look at what God is saying in His Word. The Bible is God's vision and God's revelation to His people. That's why we need the Bible. We believe the Bible. That's where it begins. That's why it's so important that we read the Bible and preach the Bible, because as we do that and teach the Bible, it gives us God's revelation and God's vision to have a perspective on life in our family, with our children, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, with those we come in contact in the world, with difficulties in the world. Listen, the Bible is God's revelation and vision. So when you are receiving that on a continuous basis, it brings life into you. It brings life into you. Now think about this. In the last 2 weeks, someone sent me a little video, and it was proclaiming, it was telling about how Walmart and Target in the last 2 weeks has sold more Bibles than they've sold in the entire year this year. In the last 2 weeks, Walmart and Target in our nation, and some of them they're selling out of Bibles. Think about this. In the book of Acts, go through the book of Acts. Persecution, Paul and Silas in prison, there was imprisonment, there was famine, and people were afraid to go out of their homes because of the persecution. They stayed in their homes afraid. But the Bible says in Acts 19:20, that the Word of God increased and prevailed. Increased and prevailed. What's prevail mean? To have strength and influence over. I think we need to pay attention to the Bible and the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Let's look at this. We're going to read our vision first. And Russell Road people know this is our vision. Without a vision, people perish or they cast off restraints. We need a vision in our heart and our life. Amen? Now watch this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the bond of peace. Now let's look at Isaiah. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We are healed. Now go back to verse 4. Surely, this word surely means, that means above all argument and doubt, this has taken place. Surely, this has happened. He has borne our griefs and sorrows. This word grief is the word in the Hebrew sickness. 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 And disease. Sickness and disease. He's borne our griefs, our sicknesses and diseases. Beyond all doubt. Beyond our he took it on him on the cross. That's what this is all about. All the suffering on the cross. He took a beating. Now watch this. And carried our sorrows. This word sorrows is the Hebrew word for physical pain, emotional pain, and relational pain. Some of you are out there listening today. You have pain in your life. Emotional pain. Physical pain. Relational pain. Pain. He's borne all our sorrows, all our pain on the cross. When you begin to get in touch with him, he brings healing. By his stripes, we are healed. You see that? That's what this is all about. The cross brought healing. Give me the next one. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Now, he was wounded for our transgressions. Transgressions are sin. Sin. And a wound is an outward laceration. An outward laceration. So he was wounded for our sin, our transgressions. He was beaten with a cat of nine tails, spit on, pushed, rejected, betrayed. Some of you have been betrayed and rejected. Jesus can relate to you. Jesus knows everything you're going through, whoever you are out there. He knows everything. That's why he has your answer. Because he went through this for you and for me. You see that? That's what this is God's plan of redemption in the beginning. This is the plan, God's plan of redemption. He's purchasing us back. Because we were lost. We were separated from God because of Adam and Eve when they fell into sin. The wages of sin is death. It separated us from God. So now we need to get back to God. And that's what Jesus was. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Before the foundations of the earth, God had this plan already set to redeem us back into a relationship with him. Because he loves you and me so much. Now watch this. Watch this. So he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Now a bruise A bruise is an inward bleeding. An inward bleeding. When you get bruised and it turns purple, it's a bleeding on the inside. Jesus bled on the inside. See, the Bible says we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. The blood is what purchased us back to the relationship with God. You see that? So now think about this. He bled on the inside because we have some struggles on the inside. He bled on the inside so we can be free on the inside. Did you get that? We can be free on the inside regardless of what's going on outwardly. And we can be healed on the inside. Healed. It says in Psalms 107 verse 20, He sent His word to heal them. To heal them. The word heal is Rapha. And the word Rapha is healing. And one of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. It's His nature to heal people. So He sent His word to heal us and deliver us from all our destructions. So He sent His word to deliver us from all our destructions. So now think about this. This word iniquity, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes, He had 39 stripes on His back, He was beaten for our healing. And we need to understand that. When we understand that, and we believe that, then the healing process begins in your life, in my life. Now, think about this. This word iniquity, it means an inward bent towards destruction. Towards destruction. So really, in Exodus 20, it talks about your sins and iniquities have been passed on to you from your fathers as far back as 3 and 4 generations. Your sins and iniquities. So iniquities aren't just sin. They're patterns in your life that keep you in sin. And it says they were passed on to you as far back as 3 and 4 generations. So we have patterns in our life that need to be set free in our lives. Those iniquities. That's what He's talking about here. He bled on the inside to free us from those patterns. Now think about this. When those patterns are ruling in our life, abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, addictions, alcoholism, you know, greed, all these patterns can control our life and hold us in a negative, destructive behavior in our life. And it can continue until we deal with it. And that's what God's Word does. It calls you to heal those areas of your life. As we keep hearing His Word, remember He sent His Word, it's calling you. The Bible talks about we've been called. All things work together for the good to those who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. Called. He calls you with His Word, and He brings healing into that area of your life that's holding you back from fulfilling His will. You see that? And when we get His Word and we hold on to it and our faith is in His Word, now the healing takes place in our life. It talks about in James 1:21, it's the implanted Word that is able to save your soul. Now, think about this. In I'm getting excited. I got to be careful. Slow down. Now, think about this. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it talks about Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was in ruin. Was in ruin. It's, no, not Jeremiah, Lamentations chapter 1. Lamentations Now hear this, is really the funeral of a city, the death of a city. Think about that. The death of a city. Why? Because they didn't want to hear what God was saying. And they didn't, listen, this is what it says in Lamentations 1:9. It says, her uncleanliness in her skirts, that mean what was not being shown or demonstrated on the outside. Inwardly, listen. Therefore, she did not consider her destiny. Jerusalem was in ruin because it didn't want to hear what God was saying. Jeremiah was the prophet, the weeping prophet. He said in Jeremiah 23, he says, I know. He's telling the people what God is thinking. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will go to me and pray to me and find me. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. But they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear. Jerusalem was in ruin. Stay with me. Listen. Lamentations 1:9. She did not consider her destiny. She wasn't thinking about God's plan and the destiny God had for him. Jerusalem wasn't. Watch this. It says, therefore, her collapse was awesome. Her collapse, her fall was awesome. There was no resurrection. It says, because she had no comforter. No comforter. No resurrection. Listen, it stayed in ruin. Watch. In Lamentations 2:14, it says, your prophets have seen visions, false and deceptive visions, and have not uncovered your iniquity, those patterns in your life. The people they were listening to weren't uncovering those negative patterns in their life. So it says, they remained in captivity because they were listening to people who weren't teaching and preaching God's word, the revelation and vision of God. You see this? Our lives can stay in ruin when we don't want to hear what God has to say. He has a destiny. It says that all things work together for the good, Romans 8:28 and 29. All things work together for the good to those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. To whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Our destiny, everybody on the planet, our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. And that's what He calls us to with His Word. And He heals us. He heals those patterns in our life that hold us in destructive behavioral patterns. Come on, are you hearing this? Now, this is significant. In Lamentations 5:7, it says, our fathers sinned, but we bear their iniquities. We bear those patterns. We're held in bondage because of those patterns. But now listen to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah kept hearing from God, and he was receiving and giving the people God's word. He was hearing from God. Listen to what he says. In Lamentations 3:22, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. You see, he had His word in him. He said in Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found and I ate them and they became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. The prophet was receiving the word, but the people didn't want to receive the word. Now, go with me to Colossians, in Colossians 1 and verse, it's verse 13 through 18. It says this, now listen. He has delivered us from the powers of darkness. Talking to His people. He has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Through His blood and the forgiveness of sins. You see, the blood that we just talked about, wounded for our transgression, bruised for our, that's redeeming us. The word vision and revelation, listen, the word vision and revelation means this, to reveal, it's the same words, to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. So God sends His word to reveal what's on His mind to give you direction in life. And then it also means this. It means a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. So God sends His word to bring the healing. And He, what He will do is that word will do, if you receive that word, it's going to uncover that area. Remember? It's going to uncover that area, that pattern, that iniquity in your life, so you can make a choice to go His way and do His will. You see that? That's what that's talking about. That's what a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. He's redeemed us by His blood and the forgiveness of sins. Watch this. For Jesus was the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. And in Him all things consist. In Him everything consists. It holds together in Him. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. In Christ all things hold together. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. In Him, all things hold together. Stay with me. Stay with me. Let's look at this next verse. Okay, verse 17. And He is before all things. Talking about Jesus. He's before all things. Watch this. And in Him, all things consist. This word consist means hold together. Look at the next verse. Give me the next verse. And He is the head of the body. Jesus is the head of the body. Look, look, look. The body of Christ. The church. Now watch. The church. Everybody say church. Who is the beginning? Who is the beginning? The church, we are the beginning of what fell back in the garden. Now we're the new creation in Christ Jesus. We're the beginning. The church. I'm not going to go to church. I am the church. You see that? He's building His church, His people. Watch this. The firstborn from the dead. We've had a resurrection. If you've been born again, you've been resurrected from the dead. Ephesians 1 says, by His great mercy, in which He loved us, listen, for we were dead in our trespasses and sin, but now we've been made alive in Christ. And so we can live in the middle of a mess because we have life. We're no longer dead spiritually. That's what that's talking about. That we're the church. We're the church. We're to help everybody understand what's really going on in life. Come on. Oh, are you catching this?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.